2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
It's 7 o'clock on Utah's Morning News. Good morning. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. KSL's top story on the 7 o'clock report.
We are following a developing story this morning on Utah's Morning News. Amazon looking to hire thousands of new workers across the country, including here in Utah.
They say they need to meet demand as we shop from home. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live with more. Mary?
Amanda, Amazon expects a huge holiday shipping season after all this surge in lockdown shopping, and they need more help, so they're hiring 100,000 new full and part-time jobs across the U.S. and Canada, and that means 1,500 job openings in Utah at the fulfillment centers here. These jobs include packing customer orders, shipping, and logistics. The company is also pointing out their $15 an hour starting wage and signing bonuses. Amazon also opening 100 new operations buildings this month to meet demand. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
We'll have more on the Amazon hiring story coming up at 7:15 when we speak with Nate McDonald from the Utah Department of Workforce Services.
It's been almost a week since the big windstorm, and there are homes that are still without power. Rocky Mountain Power says a little more than 4,600 customers in northern Utah are still without electricity this morning. The majority are in Salt Lake County.
Utah's 2020 school year.
The Salt Lake City School District will try yet again to start the new school year today. They're almost a month behind some of the other school districts in the state. Classes were supposed to begin last Tuesday with remote learning only, but the windstorm caused a delay to Thursday when classes were again postponed because there were still too many power outages.
We're watching two new fires that started over the weekend. One burned about 15 acres on Stansbury Island. The other is burning southwest of Santaquin.
Spokesperson Sierra Hellstrom at the Goshen Fire says they are lucky that the weather, and more particularly the winds, pushed up and away for major structures and homes.
There are no evacuations at this time.
That despite reports that some had been ordered for a nearby subdivision. Thankfully, none were needed. She says it is believed to be human-caused, and the investigation continues this morning. Sunday night, crews from the William Fire were added to help the Goshen Fire that had by then spread to about 200 acres. Nobody was hurt. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
KSL Weather Now with Grant Wayman. We're looking at temperatures in the 90s for the first half of the week, but how about 70s just in time for your weekend?
Of course, this time of year with the shorter days, things cool more quickly into the evening hours and the mornings as well. It'll just be those afternoons that'll be hot around 90 again today all the way through Thursday. Not quite as hot Friday, and then it looks like it really cools down again for the weekend.
In addition to the cooler temperatures, Grant says we could see some showers on Saturday.
The wildfire death toll climbs over the weekend. KSL's top national stories this hour with Sean Michael Lyle live at the KSL National News Desk.
Amanda, the death toll we're hearing this morning is 35 in western wildfires that burned millions of acres, destroyed hundreds of homes in West Coast states. Senator Jeff Merkley of Oregon tells ABC News.
It is apocalyptic. I drove 600 miles up and down the state. I never escaped the smoke.
Red flag warnings for hot, dry winds are posted across the region today. Tropical Storm Sally forecast to be a hurricane today and is heading for a Tuesday landfall, maybe tonight, somewhere from the Florida Panhandle to Louisiana. President Trump held a packed indoor rally just outside Las Vegas Sunday in defiance of city and state emergency orders.
We will very easily defeat the China virus. That's what's happening, and we're already making that turn.
On the podium, the people there wore masks, but few in the audience did. Governor Steve Sisolak called the rally reckless and selfish, and the U.S. ambassador to China is leaving at the end of this month. Tony Branstad did not make a public reason for stepping down after 3 years, which included a tariff war and trade agreement with Beijing. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
The search continues this morning for the gunman who shot and wounded two Los Angeles County Sheriff's deputies in an apparent ambush. A $100,000 reward has been offered for information leading to an arrest. Nearby surveillance video shows the gunman walking right up to the patrol car, opening fire, and then running away. The deputies both underwent surgery yesterday and remain in critical condition.
There is a new frontrunner to buy TikTok.
The owner of TikTok has chosen Oracle over Microsoft as its preferred buyer for the popular video sharing app. Microsoft announced Sunday night its bid to buy TikTok was rejected, clearing the way for Oracle. The choice comes a week before President Trump's deadline to ban TikTok in the U.S. over privacy and national security concerns due to its Chinese ownership. TikTok denies any national security risk and is suing to stop the administration from implementing a ban. Derek Dennis, ABC News.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.